Starting on August the 12th, all disposable plastic containers, cutlery and straws will be banned from 154 national parks throughout the country. The project's part of a larger plan to reduce the amount of Thailand's plastic garbage, which has increased by about 2 million tonnes a year over the past decade. Plastic bags alone account for about 60% of plastic waste, and only 500,000 tonnes of disposed plastics are recycled or reused each year. The Disease Control Department Chief says a total of 3,301 new cases of dengue fever have been reported nationwide during just the last week. He says the number of people infected with dengue was an average of 10,000 patients a month during the rainy season around Thailand from June to September. From January the 4th to August the 7th, there were 41,000 cases of dengue. 48 patients had succumbed to the disease, according to the Director General. May's numbers were just over 7,000, but it increased to 13,200 in June and 10,800 in July. We've posted some information about not getting bitten by mosquitoes. You can find that at thetiger.com and on our Facebook page, The Tiger. And Phuket police are still hunting for a suspect who robbed a bank and got away with 29,000 baht in cash. It happened yesterday morning at the government housing bank on Thepkasathri Road, 300 metres north of the Heroines Monument. A female staffer told police that a man with a motorbike helmet came in, pointed a gun at her and the guard, and threw a bag over the counter and told her to fill it up. She put money into the bag and the man then sped away on a Honda Scoopy motorbike. Police say they do have very good CCTV footage of the man and his escape route. The Bangkok Metropolitan Administration has decided to allow vendors to sell their merchandise on the footpaths of Khao San Road between 4 p.m. to midnight, somewhat of a backdown for the Bangkok Deputy Governor. The decision was made at a meeting between the BMA and representatives of the Sports and Tourism Ministry. It was agreed at the meeting that vending on the sidewalks of Khao San Road will be legalised. As part of the draft, vending spots, which will be allocated to about 200 vendors who had previously registered with the Pra Nakhon District Office, will be allocated a space of about 1.5 metres wide. They'll also undergo a verification process. The vending times will be between 4 p.m. and midnight. A spokesperson says the meeting agreed to legalise vending on Khao San Road because the road is an important tourist spot which has gained its own identity. Sounds like common sense has probably prevailed in that one. The Office of National Water Resources is keeping a close watch on 8 large-sized dams which are holding water at alarming levels. The dams are mostly in the central northeast and also around the Phetchaburi area and Prachuap Kirikan. The Kangkrachan Dam in Phetchaburi is now at a 103% of its holding capacity, and the overflow is starting to inundate downstream towns. Good news, though, from the north of Thailand where the Mekong River, where the water is steadily receding. The body of a man was found dead on the roadside in Krabi yesterday. Police and rescue workers found the body of the man who was later identified as a 25-year-old. He was lying face up and covered with blood. 2 bullet wounds were found on his chest. A motorbike was found 150 metres away from the body. The man had told his relatives that he was leaving the house that evening but didn't return. Police are continuing their investigation. And Naihan lifeguards pulled 8 people out of the surf yesterday in an area that was marked with red flags. One of them, which witnesses say was of European appearance, was pulled out of the water unconscious. Rescue workers and some of the beachgoers tried CPR on the man for an extended period before he was taken away in an ambulance. The hospital hasn't confirmed if the man has deceased, but a makeshift cross was erected in the spot where they were working on him for up to 30 minutes.